Agenda, item eight, William and Teresa Mitchell.
Yeah.
This thing that's been hanging out there for 36, 24 years.
That whole meeting that was shorter than that.
All seem to be maybe 30.
It's Woodward.
Oh, I can't know exactly what the motive is to say. Might be helpful.
I got a letter from them saying they weren't really.
But that's not the reason.
Well, take it, I hate to drag everybody else.
I do, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't want any more arguments.
William and Teresa Mitchell are requesting authorization to construct 110 linear feet of timber pile bulkhead aligned a maximum of 2 feet channel ward of an existing deteriorating bulkhead, resulting in impact to 43 square feet of vegetated wetlands and 148 square feet of non-vegetated wetlands adjacent to 4104 Mingo Trail situated along the Indian River in Chesapeake. The project requires a wetlands permit. The project site is situated within a residential neighborhood along Indian River, shown in here, which is a tributary to the eastern branch of the Elizabeth River. The property is bordered by a fringing tidal marsh to the northwest in this general vicinity and a bulkhead to the southeast. And a portion of that bulkhead is located landward of vegetated wetlands. In their initial application, they proposed to construct 110 linear feet of timber pile bulkhead, 2 feet channelward of the existing alignment, and this would have resulted in impacts to vegetated and non-vegetated wetlands. But in an effort to avoid impacts to the vegetated wetlands, Mr. and Mrs. Mitchell submitted revised drawings showing no changes to the existing 35 linear foot portion, which is located right here. So as part of their current proposal, they're requesting authorization to construct, as you can see indicated by the green line on this plan view drawing, 80 linear feet of bulkhead, timber pile bulkhead, and associated backfill, which would impact 148 square feet of non-vegetated wetlands. They're also requesting authorization to install a single 8-inch pile just channelward of the bulkhead where the vegetated wetlands are for additional stability. Mr. and Mrs. Mitchell did consider replacing the deteriorated bulkhead within the current alignment. However, the cost for this alternative was significantly higher than the existing proposal. And this is just a close-up. You can see this is, it's actually 75 linear foot with 2.5 foot return walls on either side, so 80 linear feet of bulkhead. These are a couple of site photos from my visit out there. You can see this is the portion of the bulkhead that will be replaced, 2 feet channelward of the existing alignment. You can see this is the existing condition of the bulkhead. This is looking towards the portion of the bulkhead that's situated just landward of the vegetated wetlands. Again, in an effort to avoid impacting those vegetated wetlands, they will not be replacing that portion of the structure, but they would like to install that additional pile. Although the preferred alternative to stabilizing the shoreline would include grading the bank and reestablishing a riparian buffer, this would threaten several existing trees and would require grading the bank a minimum of 12 to 16 feet. Accordingly, staff believes the revised bulkhead project is warranted and reasonable. After evaluating the merits of the project and after considering all of the factors contained in 28.2-1303-10B of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of the project as proposed. I'd be happy to try and answer any questions. Mr. Richard Bartlett, which is the agent on this application, is also here.
Thank you. Any questions for Justine?
Yes.
Mr. Fox.
Is there any thought of mitigation for the wetlands lost?
Well, in this particular case, they will not be impacting vegetated wetlands. And in the past, local wetland boards have allowed minor encroachments into non-vegetated wetlands for replacement bulkhead.
Without mitigation?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Any other questions? Mr. Palmer.
This is pretty much straightforward. It's a bulkhead. Nobody's complaining about it. I make a motion to approve.
there's a motion to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
Is, Mr. Bartlett here? Are the Mitchells? You want to say anything before we vote?
I want to thank Justine for working with me and the Mitchells. She's been a pleasure to work with and made it easier. And the revision that was submitted is a sort of a compromise between the Mitchells and VMRC.
Okay.
What's
your name, sir? I'm sorry, Richard Bartlett. I'm with Professional Construction Consultants. I'm the engineer that seals the plans here.
Everything you said is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help you God.
I do.
Thank you. Any opposition to this proposal? Seeing none. Ready to vote? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries. Permit is issued.